singer-songwriter Mick O'Regan, originally from Cove, now in the UK, and he joins me on the line. Mick, good evening.
Good evening, Dara. How are you?
Listen, I'm great, and listen, welcome to the programme. I'm delighted to catch up with you. We've known each other for years, but you know, you're over there and I'm over here. First off, what a cracking song.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. Yeah, I was hoping that would spread a bit of joy, maybe around you all and further afield.
Now, Mick, you've been involved in music since you were the tender age of 13 in various bands throughout Ireland and the UK. But what got you into music in the first place?
Oh, do you know, it's a long time ago now. 13 is a few years ago, Dara. I think it's just listening to the radio, listening to, you know, at the time, maybe the Bay City Rollers or something along those lines, ABBA, the stuff we all listen to. And I said, well, something in there. Seeing these guys on television, we used to have a TV program on back there in the early 70s on RTE called Aimin' High. Before your time, my friend, I'd say.
A little bit before my time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a Saturday night rock show, and that is the closest, because we didn't get the English television channels as easily as we do now over there. It was the closest we got to something like Top of the Pops. So seeing people on the radio, I beg your pardon, on the TV there, playing the guitar and thinking of the extravagant lifestyles that they lead, as we spoke about briefly before we went on the air, I suppose that attracted me, and away we went.
Now, Mick, would I be right in saying that, you know, your bass in music comes from the love of folk music, and you did release two original folk albums in 2009-2010?
Yes. Well, that growing up in Ireland, so there was two sort of strands to my life, really, in terms of music. There was the rock and pop music that I first listened to, as I just explained there. But as I sort of got into my teens, you know, mid-teens to later teens, I became aware of the beauty of traditional Irish music, and was involved in playing weekly at the sessions in the famous Roaring Donkey pub in Cove, and other pubs as well. And I got a residency myself in a pub which I believe is no longer there now, the Well House down in the town, down in Cove.
Fond memories of the Well House, and many a session was had, but it's no longer there, sadly.
Yes, so I heard. So I played there every Wednesday night. I had a residency, just myself and the guitar, and that's where the folk thing came from. And so my music then developed from the two strands of sort of rock music and a bit of the folk and, you know, a bit of traditional music, Irish music as well, if I can stick it in there.
So, you know, sounds a lot like almost the music of Loudest Whisper and Brian O'Reilly, where folk meets rock.
Yeah, yeah. Brian O'Reilly, Loudest Whisper and myself crossed paths, and I believe there was a guy called John McGrath that played with Loudest Whisper. Our paths crossed in the 70s in various places. I used to play regularly with a band called the Unicorn Sound, which we were a band that were based in Cove and Carrigtuil around that area there. And we played in a place in Rathcormac called the Rossnola Lounge. And Brian O'Reilly used to hang around there sometimes. And so our paths did cross, and I did used to listen to them, yes. And, of course, Horselips, bands like that as well.
And of course, John McGrath, that you mentioned there, taught me art in secondary school, and he played on an album of mine as well. So all our paths have crossed. What a lot of listeners probably don't know, Mick, is that you had a number 4 hit on Nashville FM radio with Rebel County Boy in 2013, a song that's about your roots in Cork. As I always say, you might leave Cork, but Cork never leaves you.
Never, never, ever. It does not. I did. Now, that was something that happened unbeknownst to me, Dara, if I'm honest about it. The song came out, and the song was about, there was a friend of mine in Cove, a chap by the name of Patrick Murphy, who emigrated to the United States around the time that I came over here to the UK in the mid-80s. And he joined the police force in New Jersey, and of course was called into action on that awful day on the 9/11 atrocities. And was injured as a police officer there. So he's someone I've been in contact with. And so I wrote the song about Pat as well. As you would see from the video on YouTube, you'd see some pictures that Pat, very grateful to Pat for passing on to me. And it's about him, and it's about the Cork spirit and the Irish spirit overcoming obstacles. And so that's where I got the and of course the title Rebel County Boy, as we know, Cork is the Rebel County. And so that was a way of combining the two things, because I spent a lot of time in New York as well over the 90s and the 2000s.
You know, it's quite interesting, Mick, that you talk about the Rebel County, because I had people in earlier today, they're doing a play in Cork about the Dockers that we all will be familiar with in the Keys, the South Jetties and all that in Cork, and telling their history and their story. And, you know, Cork people, really, they've travelled right around the world, but they've worked hard and they've left their stamp behind, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely right. Yes, indeed. I mean, I've met Cork people wherever I was in. You know, in Lanzarote, just on holiday there a few months ago, and there we were. The first people we met were Cork people. You can't go anywhere with them. They're everywhere. We're everywhere, I should say.
Now, tell me, Mick, you're living over there in the UK. What's life like over there at the moment?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I mean, I've been living here virtually all of my adult life, really, Dara. I moved over here when I was 22. And though I go back to Ireland two or three times a year, or more often sometimes, this is where I'm sort of settled. I feel part of the UK. I feel part of the London Irish scene. I mean, I've always kept my Irishness and my originality, my individuality there. But there's a very vibrant London Irish scene, which I feel that I'm very much a part of, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. And indeed, in Southend, where I live here, there's a large Southend Irish association as well.
That is absolutely fantastic. Now, the sun shines bright. You were working on this for the last year, but you have an EP to follow that later this year with an album next year, which is exciting.
It is, yeah. I've sort of been, the last year and a half has been rehearsing with new musicians and recording, writing a lot of new songs. I think I've got about 18 or 19 songs, as we say, in the can there now. Maybe, you know, maybe a little bit of tinkering to go yet with them, but almost ready to go. And I'm not 100% sure yet what I'm going to do exactly with them, because they're different sort of, there's different feels to every one of them. And it's a question of grouping certain songs together that might fit together. But I've got a few more in the vein of The Sun Shines Bright, which I'm hoping to put out, as you say, in a short album or an EP, three or four songs, five songs maybe. Hopefully before Christmas, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
It's amazing, actually, how quickly time flies, and we plan things in advance, and then we find, oh, my God, the time has crept up on us. This new band, Among the Willows, talk to me about the new band, Mick.
The new band is a group of guys from around the south, well, around the Essex area here, in around the Thames estuary. And we're sort of going out, we're playing a lot of originals, mainly the stuff that I've written, including The Sun Shines Bright now. And we're also including a couple of old standard country rock songs by maybe the Eagles and people like that, because audiences like that. They like, you know, it's great giving them the original songs, and they say, you know, oh yeah, that's pretty good, but play us something we know, you know. So you have to give them a bit of the old standards, as you know yourself. And we've just sort of at about gig ready now, as we put it, and we have a few dates lined up around Essex here in August, so that'll be the first outings for that. And we'll go ahead. I mean, the recording I'm doing at the moment is myself. I'm playing all the instruments myself, including on The Sun Shines Bright there. But hopefully I'll get the band into the studio as well in the new year maybe, and we'll record something which will have a different sound again. I don't really like to sort of churn out the same sort of feel every time, you know, so... Yeah, so that's what Among the Willows is about. Among the Willows came from, it's an old American West phrase that means dodging the law. So that's where we got the name from. Not that we're doing that or anything, you know.
Not at all, and you wouldn't even hear of it. But Mick, look, your home is Cove. I mean, it always will be your real home. Any plans to come back and do a few performances around the area?
It's always in the pipeline, Dara. It's the logistics, really, of getting the gear over there and getting the guys together to go over. And as I said, the band is only now coming together. So, yes, I mean, I would say hopefully next year. Yeah, without a doubt. It's always in the pipeline. I've got fond memories of playing in Yall over the years in, an establishment long gone, the Ocean Lounge many years ago, and the U-Tree Lounge, which is also, I believe, gone. So, yeah, fantastic. And, of course, Cove. I'll always play in Cove. I haven't played in Cove now since, I think, well, I had a bit of a reunion gig with an old school high school band back in December. We played in one of the pubs in Cove. But, you know, my own stuff, I think, was the Sirius, and that's been a few years ago. So, yes, definitely in the pipeline.
Well, I had a friend of yours and mine on air there a couple of months back now, Sabrina Piggott.
Oh, Sabrina, yeah.
Yeah, and Sabrina played the Sirius there a few weeks back. I was delighted to go along and introduce her, and it was great to see her. But like you say, it's the logistics of getting over and getting everything organised and set up. That's the thing.
It is. I mean, I can come over with a guitar, that's easy enough, and play an acoustic set, and that's great, well and good. But because of the stuff I'm sort of recording, my head is more in electric music at the moment, so that's where we're heading. But, you know, it's not at all insurmountable, and as I said, hopefully next year.
Hopefully next year. Well, look, just to let listeners know that you do have a website. It's mickoregan.com. Lovely website. I'm looking at it there now with a photograph of somebody playing a guitar. I presume that's yourself.
That'll be me.
And it looks like a fine electric. Is it a Stratocast?
That would be a Fender Telecaster. That's the guitar I usually play.
Even better, even better. But for anybody that wants to get Mick's new single, it goes live on Friday, Mick.
On Friday, yeah, and it'll be available from all the usual places. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple, wherever you get your music, that's where it will be.
And it's going live on Friday, and I'm delighted that last week we were able to give the first ever world premiere to The Sun Shines Bright. And I will be playing it right through the summer because it's one of those tunes that wherever you are, you'll just drift away with the music. Mick, it's been a pleasure catching up with you, and I hope we can catch up in person very, very soon. But listen, continued success to you and to everybody over there, and don't be a stranger.
Thanks very much, Darren. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll catch up soon, Mick. Take care.
We will, of course. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye. And there we had Mick O'Regan live from London, from Southend in the UK. Absolute pleasure to catch up with Mick. I haven't seen him now in quite a while, but we always remain in contact on social media. And, you know, he's Irish at heart. He's part of the UK, I know that. But absolutely loving that track, The Sun Shines Bright. We'll play it again next week as well. And just a shout out to any musicians out there, to singers and songwriters. You know, if you want to get in touch to me with any of your new releases, let me know. You'll find me on social media as well. Contact the station here, and I'll be only too delighted to give people a bit of a break. Because as musicians out there, it's almost next to near impossible to get airplay on commercial radio. But that's where community radio comes into its own. We give people that opportunity, that platform to come on and have a chat. And that's what I say to people when they get in contact, you know, would you play my single? I would always say, I will, provided you come on and have a chat with me as well. Because it's good for you, the listener, to get to know the person behind the music.